Of course, the situation is tense because the businessmen are the bloodline of the country. And unfortunately, it's now coming to 2 weeks since the strike started. There had been prior engagement with the government, and we thought it would stop. But now, unfortunately, the strike is still on. Number two, it is threatening to escalate to other areas and other districts in the southern part of the country. We hope sense prevails. We can sit down and we chat the way forward because they are now striking and they are gathering momentum. But the good thing, I understand that there is a scheduled meeting with His Excellency the President on Friday. So we hope their grievances can be addressed then, and then the situation normalizes. Because without that, the business community is in trouble. The country is in trouble. Our budget is largely a cash-based budget, and any continued strike has an adverse effect on the economy, the stability of the currency, and the macroeconomic stability at large.
There are fears of violence and that security forces have deployed in many parts of the country. Is that correct?
Violence hasn't yet broken out. But what is true is that the security forces have deployed in anticipation, but there is no violence yet. We do hope they act in restraint. The traders, when they are striking, yes, we know. We understand their grievances, but then it shouldn't trigger violence. And even the security forces, the police and the army, should act with restraint, not to be provocative, because such circumstances and situations, when people and businessmen get desperate, you never know what they are likely to do next. But we urge restraint on the part of both sides. But also number two, government should, as a matter of priority, expedite the engagement with the business community because it is adversely affecting our economy. It is adversely affecting the planned economic activities, the planned output, and even the ongoing budget process. So you cannot say it does not concern us because it is affecting the heart, the bloodline of the country.
This planned meeting with the president, meeting business people, do you have hope in that you resolve the issue?
You see, we have the past history, where there has been other strikes before. But the engagement of the president with the businessmen has always been working out. That has been the trick. And even this time around, there is high anticipation. That's why you don't see the line ministers succeeding. You don't see commissioners, directors succeeding. You don't see other government officials succeeding. It has always been the president with the last say, because there he determines and he decides. Of course, in consultation with the technical team and Minister of Finance and URA, but other officials appear like a middleman who must go and consult before they come back to deliver the results. Then they go back, then they come back for the response like that. I hope the president, if it means him invoking his old tricks, this is the time.